Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the North Football Show. It is week four. The Huskies coming off a 41-6 victory over the Harrison Warriors in their home opener this past Friday. We'll be in the bowl tomorrow night to take on the Rice Panthers. Head coach Zach Nero will be back. We'll talk about the win over the Warriors and the week leading up to tomorrow night's game with Rice when this North Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Thursday afternoon, head coach Zach Nero joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Dan, how are we doing today?
I'm doing fine. All right. Well, let's just talk a little bit about the home opener last week. Had to be excited just to play a game in your own backyard. And nicely there at half, a big second quarter, 21 points, up four scores at the half. And, again, win the game 41-6. Overall thoughts on the win over Harrison?
I thought our kids played well. I really loved our offense's ability to come out and kind of fix a lot of things that we felt like we were missing against Memorial. And, I got to see that on film, got to see that in the moment. And I felt like they just put a nice attention to detail with that stuff and had a little bit of an attitude about it as well, which was nice.
Well, I mean, offensively, Hunter McKinney, 11 carries, 110 yards. That comes out evenly to 10 yards a carry. And Jones, your quarterback, just three completions, didn't put up all that much. But two of those three completions ended up in the end zone. So, well over, about 350 yards of offense in that game, and had to be pleased with that.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, anytime, the offense is moving the ball and controlling the clock a little bit, it's always a beautiful thing. And so, again, I was very proud of just the way our kids kind of, again, overcame the adversity from the week before. We put them in some adverse situations during the week in practice, kind of really challenged them, and they stepped up to the call.
Well, I guess, Zach, you look at defensively, and again, not being there, I don't know if it had a running clock or not, but I know Harrison got those points there at the end, and not sure how many of your starters were out there at that juncture of the football game, but probably suffice to say that, your number ones, at least defensively, pitched a shutout for that game.
Yeah, we did. We took our ones out, and we put our JVs and our twos in, and, just to try to get those guys some experience, and, you know, they scored pretty quickly on them. And, you know, I kind of told the JV kids afterwards, I said, here is, you know, you want these moments. You can't give up a point on the first drive because that's probably the rest of the time you're going to get tonight. And so our JV offense went out there, and, again, they controlled the clock and they moved the ball well. And I was really impressed with our JV offense. We were able to get some guys in, twos in and stuff like that. They did some good things. They got a score. We had a junior, Braylon Lewis, come out and score, which was nice to see. And, you know, a lot of the kids were really hyped up for him, which is good to see. He's been working his butt off.
Well, yeah, six different players found the end zone Friday night, so kind of spreading the wealth around a little bit. I guess maybe the one area is certainly of concern, 90 yards in penalties and 12 flags thrown against the Huskies. I know you're working an awful lot on that, cleaning that up for this week's game with Wrights.
Yes, for sure. You know, we talk about all that stuff. And, you know, one thing we kind of do is, you know, if we're getting some holding calls and things like that, I'm not going to make too big of a deal. We're going to address it. We're going to have conversations. We're going to work on the techniques during the week of practice. But to me, I don't want our kids to be scared to, you know, play football. And so as long as we're not getting the personal fouls and we're not getting those silly things like that, that things that are really within our control, you know, I'm pretty high. I don't get too high or low on the penalties as long as they're the right ones.
Well, 3 weeks into the season right now, I know everybody's, you know, dealing with bumps and bruises, and nobody that plays any significant time is probably 100%. But did you escape that game without any major setbacks when it comes to injuries?
Yeah, we are, you know, we have just, again, little dings here and there, just like everybody goes through the football season. And sometimes with our kids and our athletes, I got to explain to them, like, guys, you know, what's the difference between being hurt and injured? And, you know, some of these kids are feeling it for the first time, and, you know, they have to understand this is football. And football at this level is a physical one, and it's going to be a physical one, and you're not going to feel probably 100% until February next year, and it's just what it is. And so you got to find a way to kind of take care of yourself outside of school, outside of practice, you know, sleep, nutrition, and just mentally also preparing for it. Like, you just got to overcome things. I tell the kids all the time, like, if somebody playing through something, or if they made a choice to play through an injury, I'm like, listen, it doesn't exist, because thinking about it's half the battle too. So, we're just kind of going through that, and that's a learning experience for everybody.
We'll come back with more of this edition of the North Football Show right for this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Dyke Brothers Construction is a proud sponsor of local high school and college athletics. They are grateful to their loyal customers in southwestern Indiana who have relied on Dyke Brothers for the past 65 years. If your business is looking to build a new facility or expand an existing one, you need a safe, conscientious contractor to work with. For all of your general construction, concrete, mechanical, or electrical needs, the skilled workers at Dyke Brothers are here to help. Give them a call at 812-423-4201.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Thursday afternoon, Coach Zach Nero joining us once again. Well, Zach, kind of 3 weeks through this regular season, and all the dust hasn't settled yet in the SIAC, but there already appears to be some kind of, you know, separation between the top and the bottom of the league. But just kind of your assessment as to where your football team, after a third of the regular season, is now behind you.
You know, I think we're a team that's got to be dealt with, and people have got to really plan for us. You know, this week's going to kind of tell a lot. That's what I've kind of been telling the kids. I said, you know, I know this stuff matters. It shouldn't really matter, but it does, because as long as we're growing throughout the season, to me, I mean, that's what the most important thing is, regardless of the wins and losses. But you know, I keep kind of – the kids, you know, the kids' pulse is on that. It just is what it is. So, you know, I just kind of remind them each week if that's the nugget that helps motivate them a little more to overcome certain things, then, heck, we're going to use it to our best of our advantage. And so this week should be telling a lot about a lot of teams as we go through the season. So I think this is a big one for us. The kids know that. The kids expected it. They want it. And, you know, we're ready to go. We're poised to come out and compete tomorrow.
So you talked earlier about, you know, curtailing a little bit of the practice. So, you know, we get here almost to the middle part of September, week four. So not quite to the halfway point. That will be next week. But do you just kind of look at between now and the end of the regular season, Kurt certainly being in Class 5A, you'll get a week off after the end of the regular season after 9 weeks. But is it something now that you just kind of scale back a little bit as far as contacting practice and making sure that, you know, these guys are, you know, hydrated, nutrition, all of that, so they're ready to go every Friday night?
Yeah, you know, that's something we talk about and the staff talks about. You know, we plan our weeks out with everything as far as like the week, like the day-to-day stuff and the volumes that we're putting in and our sprints and conditioning and things like that. And so, you know, we always kind of monitor that and just kind of look at certain things and maybe find, is there a day where we can get out earlier in practice, or we can kind of hit the basics or the main essential things and we can get them out. So, you know, those are things we're always looking at. We'll find ways to kind of mix it up and taper it back at times. And sometimes it's good to shock the kids and make them feel like, oh, okay, they're giving us a little bit of a break. They're thinking about us other than just, you know, on the grind all the time. But on the same point of that, you know, I do think the kids have got to learn, too, that we've got to stay into it. So that's where those breaks also come very handy, or, you know, kind of minimizing time, is because you don't drill it and wear them out too soon.
During the course of a normal week, how much time percentage-wise is spent on the opposition? How much, since we're about halfway through the season? I know early on it was more about the Huskies each and every week. I mean, you spend time obviously getting ready for the opponent. But now that we're, you know, 4 weeks into this, heading into the game tomorrow night, that you spend, you know, improving on North offense, defense, special teams, how much of the week is spent preparing for the opponent?
You know, I would say there's a good balance between. It's hard to give you maybe an exact time frame. You know, in the past as a defensive coordinator, I was probably a little bit too worried about the other team and what they're going to run and what they're going to do and the numbers and things of that nature. And, you know, because the kids don't always see all that stuff. It's hard for them to really concentrate on it unless you have a kid that's just really diving into film and diving into those types of data points like I do. Which we've had some in the past. You know, typically I'll try to push my DBs to see that more because they can see the field a little bit better. Our linebackers are thinking about a lot of different things, so it's really hard to put too much on them. Some can handle it, some cannot. And one thing you don't want to do is ever have an athlete think. I was always told, you know, when your athlete thinks, they no longer become an athlete. And so we kind of try to minimize that. And so what we've really done is I put more of a focus on just kind of really on ourselves more. Give them the basics, give them the essential things, because, you know, we've been through a week before where we planned, and they didn't really even run what we thought they were going to run or do what we thought they were going to do based off of the trends and based off of what we've seen in the past. And so, you know, you don't want to get your kids to where they're underprepared, but they're also, you know, really prepared just themselves and playing with confidence, because sometimes they'll react to anything, and they'll see things really quick, and they'll just play. And so that's one thing I've kind of taken probably a different direction on this year than I maybe have in the past, or thoughts I've had in the past. And so we really just focus on ourselves, especially when you're putting in a new offense, new special teams. I mean, I don't want to say we're having blunders each week, but we have these things where we just got to correct, and we got to stay on top of it, you know, and the kids buying into and getting to know the new coaches and things like that. That's just a process. So we just kind of stick to that process, and I think focusing on us first and foremost is always going to be the most important of that process.
We'll come back. We'll talk about the game with the Panthers coming up tonight with Coach Zach Nero when this North Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Knight Brothers Construction is a proud sponsor of local high school and college athletics. They are grateful to their loyal customers in southwestern Indiana who have relied on Knight Brothers for the past 65 years. If your business is looking to build a new facility or expand an existing one, you need a safe, conscientious contractor to work with. For all of your general construction, concrete, mechanical, or electrical needs, the skilled workers at Knight Brothers are here to help. Give them a call at 812-423-4201.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Friday afternoon, the Huskies in the bowl tonight to take on the Wrights Panthers. Well, Coach, obviously the Panthers coming in after a 20-14 setback up at Jasper last Friday night. Both teams coming in 2-1. Overall, just preview the Panthers for us.
You know, they're a tough ball club. I mean, they always are. I mean, they're full of tradition over there. And, you know, I know they're going to come ready to play. Coach Brunson's going to have them ready to go. And he's going to have something up his sleeve like he always does. And, you know, I think we're going to get a hungry Panthers team. And we're excited for that. You know, I think we're excited for the opportunity to compete and kind of let it all out there. I mean, a lot of the kids over there are, you know, kids that our players grew up with and stuff like that. And so, you know, I know a lot of the kids over there too. They were at one of the schools that I worked at, Evans Elementary School, at one time. And so, you know, I have some pretty good relationships with those kids over there. And I'm really excited to see them. And some of our kids are friends, but we're excited to compete against them too. And so, you know, I think that is one thing that is really exciting about sports in general, is the opportunity to go against each other. You know, I think they have a really good defense right now. They're running the ball really well, and they've got an athlete. I mean, that freshman is pretty good. You know, he's got a lot of skill, and so it's always good to see good athletes compete and go against each other.
All right, so what do you expect from them offensively and defensively tonight? You like talk about it. Yeah, it just seems like each week Corey comes up with some kind of trick play offensively, and I'm sure he's got something in his bag for this game tonight, but what do you expect offensively? And then what will the Huskies see on the defensive side of the ball?
You know, I think for us offensively, we got to kind of attack them where we just got to play our game, is really what I'm saying. We got to play our game and be ready to kind of block their up front. Man, they've got some really good kids up front. Their front seven is pretty dominant. And so we're going to have a tall task in that order. But I think, you know, our offensive linemen are kind of ready for that. Defensively, for us against their offense, you know, they got some kids back last week. And, you know, I know they've hit the injury bug a little bit too, but they've got kids stepping up. Like we said, the freshman wide receiver, number 12, he's really stepped in and made an impact early on. So, you know, we're going to prepare for guys like that. And, you know, the quarterback's pretty dynamic. You know, and the kid that stepped in last week, when the quarterback went out, he knows how to throw the ball. I mean, last year he stepped in when number 7 got hurt last year, and so, you know, he was able to throw the ball around a little bit. So I know they've got capable guys. They've got good backups. So we're excited to see the challenge ahead of us.
All right, keys for this game tonight for North.
I think the keys of the game, and I've told our kids this all week, is the two keys takeaways are going to be who is the toughest team and who is just going to be more focused throughout the entire thing. I think focus and toughness are the two keys in order to win this game for both sides.
Zach, you know, you hate to – I mean, it's week four, so we're not even halfway through the regular season yet. But you look at the standings right now, Memorial at 3-0, and then you've got a log jam in second place, five schools at 2-1, so an awful lot of football. You know, championships aren't going to be won this week, but you look at this game and you're thinking, okay, is if you have two losses, are you going to be in contention for a city and a conference championship in a little over a month from now? Again, you hate to put a whole lot of pressure on a possible city and conference championship in week four, but the fact of the matter is, if you got two losses, you're probably not going to have your name up near the top of the standings in about a month.
That's very possible. And like I said earlier, I think this weekend is going to kind of dictate a lot of those types of directions right now. And, you know, because Modern Day Memorial is a tough one and big rivalry in itself. And so I think as long as our kids compete, and what I told them, what I've been telling them all week, it'd be really nice to have that stuff. But at the end of the day, we can't get too tight about that. We can't be overwhelmed by that because there's going to be swings in the game. There always are. And in this growth of the season and even the growth of our culture, we've got to start establishing ourselves as a team that can come in ready to physically perform, be the tougher team, and to be focused. And so we can't lose our mind on some of those maybe outside goals. And so as long as we're progressing, the kids know we're going to be just fine. And I'll say this, our kids have been really good at adapting to the film studies and the kind of overcoming the things that we need to fix. And I've seen progress throughout the season. So, you know, we're very process-driven, not results-driven.
Zach, really appreciate a few minutes of your time, as always, and good luck in this game tonight.
I really appreciate it. You guys have a great rest of the weekend, and go Huskies.
All right, this has been the North Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.